Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We have returned with more Lust. No, we just did that. Returning to Mia. So let's go ahead and get started. We have an open relationship. Didn't see that coming, did you? See, turns out I'm not your average run-of-the-mill therapist after all. To be fair, I realized that on day one when I saw you in those fishnet stockings. Fair point. Open relationship, wow, but I still don't get why the no ring thing? It just makes things easier. Less questions from potential partners, if you know what I mean. Yeah, that makes sense. What about kids then? Nope, and we aren't planning on it. And is that to make things easier too? Uh-huh. Not to mention I've worked hard for this body. Well, most of it. Some of it was paid for. But I did work hard to afford that, so there's that. Those are not her real boobies, but they're okay. I have no comment. You sure about that? Because your eyes tell a different story. Well, if your boobs would get out of the way of my eyes, we could be on the same page, but that's not what's happening here. Shit, sorry, that was a total accident. Relax, I paid for them to be noticed, Grim. You know, at least she's honest. Actually, why don't you have a feel? What? Sorry, I think I misheard you. Would you like to feel my breasts, Grim? Haha, real funny. That's a good one. I'm not joking, they're actually really soft. You could almost be fooled they were real if they weren't as big as they are. I believe you, but that's kind of inappropriate, isn't it? Not at all. Look, I'm not asking you to feel my breasts just for the hell of it. Like everything I do, there's a reason behind it. And that would be? To build comfortability between us, of course. I have never went to a therapist that was like that. Oh, right. Suppose that makes sense. So, would you like to? I mean, I want to, but I don't want it to have... If you think it would help, I suppose I should, right? In my professional opinion, I'd advise so, yes. Well, I mean, that's her professional opinion. I guess you know what's best. Great. Just be gentle with them, okay? Replacing a burst implant isn't cheap. Oh, yeah, I've seen a lot of... I had so many stories about that. There was this one girl, she got these giant tits, you know, because she was going to be a bust model with a lot of the other girls. But her body straight up rejected them, and she got fucking sick. So, one burst, and it really fucked her up. They had to remove everything. So, she's completely out of the bus model game. She didn't last that long, either. Some girls just can't do it. Don't worry, I'll be so gentle you won't even feel it. Well, let's not take away all the fun. I'm kidding. Yeah, I figured as much.
Now standing before Giselle, you notice your heart rate increase as the scent of her perfume wafts into your nose.
So that's a guy that knows something about intimacy. Because that's really what fucking happens. As a guy, when you get closer to a woman like that, your pulse does kind of race a little bit. Especially if she's pretty attractive. And the perfume, yeah, that always hits me. If it's a good perfume. Sometimes women wear perfume to knock you the fuck down. And smell that shit for an hour later. It's like, damn, what in the hell did you put on? You could have took a shower instead of that. So just go for it, yeah? Whenever you're ready.
Lifting your hands, you prepare yourself to move in for the feel.
Not pushing my luck.
Gently clasping your palms over her chest, you squeeze lightly.
What do you think? They feel good, I guess. Really? Doesn't sound like it. No, they do. There you go. She paid money for those. And, excuse me, it's just this whole situation is really weird and probably quite unethical. I understand it is admittedly highly inconvenient.
While speaking, her eyes drift down.
Now, this is definitely unethical. Maybe you're telling the truth after all.
Immediately, and without even looking, you realize what she's referring to.
What? Timmy fell down the well. Oh, no. Yep, that's what happened. Shit, sorry about that. Why should you be sorry? I'm flattered. Oh, well, you're welcome. See, Grim, I'm not fazed or weirded out about anything you say or do. Keep that in mind whenever you feel reticent to open up to me. Deal? Yeah, it's a deal. There's no way other therapists are like this. Now, let's get back to it, shall we? Sure. Good, because we still have a lot of work to do with you. That sounds worrying. No reason to be worried, Grim. You're in good hands. Very, very good hands.
After your session with Giselle wraps up, you head straight home.
Oh, damn, I'm beat. All that talking has really tired me.
Entering the kitchen, you spot Vivian leaning over the counter, eating cereal.
Out. Hey, you. Long time no see. Not really. It's been like a week. And I felt every second of it. Huh, it flew by for me. We both know you don't mean that. So, where have you just come back from? Nowhere. Just went out for a walk.
For an unusually long time, she looks at you, seemingly not buying your perfectly mundane lie.
Uh-huh. A little late to be having breakfast, isn't it? It's almost noon. Had a late night, or an early morning, I guess would be more apt description. Shocker. Want to know who I was with?
Already seeing where this is going, you instantly shut it down.
Nope, not interested. I guess as much, but then we'd have nothing else to talk about, so stiff shit. I hate you so much. But I'll bet not as much as Sebastian hates you. What makes you think I care? You wouldn't, if Cindy weren't involved. Doesn't matter if she is or isn't. Not after what happened. You mean you and Sebastian's altercation? And then the subsequent banning from seeing each other? No, I mean the part where she practically threw me under the bus. I don't need people like that in my life. Threw you under the bus? I didn't hear about this. Of course you didn't. She needs to keep that naive, innocent facade of hers going. Ah! You're starting to read between the lines now. Naive and innocent? Have you forgotten who you're talking to? You literally saw the two of us scissoring by the pool. Whatever. All I know is she had the opportunity to stand up for me and she pussied out. Cut her some slack, would you? There's a lot going on in that family. Oh. Give me a minute, guys. I'll be right back. Alright, we're back. And why do you even care? If anything, I'd have thought you'd be happy about this. Why? You think I'm jealous about you two hanging out? I don't know. Maybe. Trust me, I'm not. I'd actually encourage it. That girl could do with a friend. Or whatever it is you guys are. Let's stick with friends, if you say so. I do. So where's everyone else? Grace and your girlfriend are at the bar, and Mia is... In a room, I think? Doing what? How should I know? Texting her imbecile boyfriend, probably. Or who knows, maybe even masturbating. Ugh, what's wrong with you? Sorry, but it's not like she doesn't do that stuff. Even if you'd like to pretend otherwise. Right, well, I think this conversation has reached its natural conclusion. I should use that. You're talking to somebody and they go off in a tangent. I'm like, you know what? I think this conversation has reached its natural conclusion. I'm done. You have a nice day. Ah, you're leaving already? But I don't have anyone to play with today. Why don't you go to the bar and help the others? Do I have to even say anything? Unfortunately, no. So what do you have planned for today that can't involve me? Nothing really, but since Mia's here, I was thinking I might hang out with her for a while. Oof, that sounds horrible. Why would you want to do that? Because we barely spent any time together since I got here. Also, unlike you, I don't dislike her. God knows why. Still, it's your life. That it is. Anyway, I'll see you later. Uh-huh.
Glad to end your conversation with Vivian. You go upstairs to Mia's bedroom.
Bitch, eat your Cheerios and shut up. That's pretty much what that conversation was. Yeah, what is it? Hey, what's up? She sounded like a fucking New York cat. Yeah, what is it? You sound like a New York cabbie for a minute there. I wasn't trying to... You can see I'm under the weather, so I'm not just, you know, 100% with the voices right now. Oh, hey, Grim. I didn't think you were home. Just got back. Did you know Vivian's downstairs? Who do you think I'm up here hiding from? Ah, that makes sense. So what are you doing? You look bored shitless. Nothing really. And it's times like this that make me realize how little I have going on outside of work. Stark difference from the old days, huh? Mm-hmm. But at least I'm not getting myself into any trouble, so I guess that's something. True, but a little trouble never hurt anyone, chuckled.
As she smiles approvingly, you feel your heart skip a beat seeing her face light up.
Yeah, you're right. I may have overcorrected. So, what have you got going on for the rest of the day? Without Sadie around, I assume you're probably in the same boat as me. Yep, pretty much, so I was thinking. Since you and I are both hanging around, bored out of our minds, what do you say the two of us hang out for a while? And who knows, maybe even get into a little of that trouble you've been missing for so long. Oh, you mean like, just the two of us? Nah, we were gonna invite, Curly Moe and... just the three, two, Larry, Curly, Moe, and Larry, why not? Yeah, of course, just the two of us. Not necessarily. If you want, we could get Vivian involved, too. Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, then, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. This kind of sounds like that a little bit. If you're up for it, I mean. But if you'd rather not. No, it's not that. It's just... What? Nothing. I'd like that. Really? Really, I mean, I got nothing better to do. Gee, thanks. No, I didn't mean it like that. So what did you have in mind? Not a single thing. That was sort of a spur-of-the-moment idea I had. Oh, well, you want to watch a movie? Yeah, that'd be kind of boring, don't you think? Obviously, but since you don't have any ideas... To be fair, I'm still pretty new to this town, so I don't exactly know what options there are. There's not really anything that exciting. Great. Well, I was thinking of going for a jog a bit later if you're interested. I know it's probably not what you had in mind, but you could use the exercise. What are you trying to say, I'm out of shape? I didn't say that. I'll have you know I put on quite a bit of muscle these last 2 years. Man, gonna put Rod and Coleman to shame over here, folks. Arnold, like, what do you do? Why you get the big muscle? I'm not saying you didn't, but I'm talking about cardio. And when it comes to that, I could run circles around you. Well, this man behind me, he's Usain Bolt, and he can run thousands of circles around you. In your fucking dreams, I'd destroy your ass. Sorry, that was definitely bad phrasing. but you know what I mean. He has definitely done that, folks. Yeah. So, how about it then? Want to put it to the test? Sure, but don't go making any excuses when I embarrass the hell out of you. Uh-huh. Remind yourself of that when I end up the one embarrassing you. Oh, you're on, Mia. You are on!
Having accepted her challenge, the two of you get dressed and head for the park.
Not gonna say it's on like Donkey Kong because Nintendo actually fucking has that as a registered trademark now. Yep. And how are we doing this? How about we do laps? First one to do, I don't know, 5? Only 5? That's not much considering what a cardio machine you're claiming to be. Ooh. That's because I was going easy on you. But if you really want to throw down the gauntlet, then how about if we do... 10? That's more like it. You sure? Because this is the last chance to save yourself the humiliation. I thought they were going to say like 100. Be there all day, doing laps. I'm sure. In fact, I'm so sure. Why don't we put some money on it? I'm listening. $20. It's not very high for someone so cocky. Why don't we make it 50? Oh yeah? How about 100? Alright, calm down, high roller. I just want to embarrass you, not bankrupt you. Fine. $50 it is. Shake on it? You're so going down. We'll see about that.
After deciding where the start and finish line would be, you and Mia take up your positions.
Okay, let's do this. Ready, set, go!
Like a bat out of hell, you bolt off ahead of Mia. Racing in front of her like your life depended on it. She, on the other hand, starts the race in a brisk jog.
What an idiot. He's treating this like a sprint, not a marathon. There should be some kind of upbeat music. That might be a little bit too Indiana Jones. That dummy will be gassed in no time. I'm a goddamn specimen. Just look at how these legs are moving. Ha! Look how slow she is. She never stood a chance.
Having not entirely thought your strategy through, you continue sprinting forward.
Boy, he's got the worst damn bowl cut I've ever seen. Let me tell y'all a small story. I know y'all don't like my long stories. I don't know why not. But when I was a young man, I literally used to get the bowl cut all the time. So, like, from 0 to fucking 10 or something, I always had a bowl cut. It always looked like, I mean, it's bad. Don't get no bowl cut. I don't know why they gave him a bowl cut. But we used to joke and say, oh, they just put a bowl around your head and cut around it, which is pretty much what it looked like. I mean, it was good for the 60s and the Beatles and everything else, but I'm not a Beatle. You know, like Ozzy said, when he started out with heavy metal, he wanted to be a Beatle and turned out being Black Sabbath. I'm not a Beatle. I'm more towards Black Sabbath.
Quickly and with ease, you complete your first lap, while Mia only just passed the halfway point of hers.
One down, 9 to go. This is gonna be a piece of cake. This is so gonna be a piece of cake.
5 minutes later.
You know, everybody says piece of cake, but what if you're diabetic? Like, a piece of cake is a fucking struggle then. Like, you take that piece of cake, you may fucking die. Like, it's over with after you've had that piece of cake. Only 2 more. Laps to go. Push through the pain, Grim. You can't let yourself lose to her. You can't. I still got 5 laps to go, but it's fine. Just look at him. He's running on fumes. Sparta! Men, do you think of Rome? Yeah, every goddamn day. The fuck?
And about half a minute later.
Ah, what a beautiful day it is. Wouldn't you agree, Grim? Ha ha ha. Well, she ain't gonna jog in that. Ugh.
With you on the ground, Mia takes her time with finishing up. A little while after.
And that is 10. Aha! I'm done! Oh, cool. Now she's cheerleading here. This fucking sucks. Sorry, did you say something?
Oh, goddammit, I can't believe it. You fucking bitch, this sucks. I can't, man. I worked so hard, now I gotta give you money. I feel like an asshole.
I said congratulations. Really? Sounded like a lot more syllables than that. Must have been the voices in your head. Yeah, maybe. And you know what they're telling me? What? They're telling me just how badly I kicked your butt. Alright. You don't have to rub it in. I know I don't have to, but I wanna. You're the worst. Oh, wait a second. The voices are telling me something else. Uh-oh, you Joan of Arc for a second? Ah, that's right. You owe me $50. Well, fuck those voices. Believe me, I haven't forgotten. Maybe I'll wipe my ass with them first. What? I said I'm more than happy to do it. Good. So how does it feel to know I'm faster than you? You're not faster than me, I just made the mistake of not thinking through my strategy properly. But regardless, I'm without a doubt faster runner than you. You think so, huh? Definitely. Then you'd have no problem catching me, right? Catching you, like, right now? Yeah. Are you too scared of getting shown up for the second time today? I'll give it to you. You beat me fair and square this time. There's no way it'll happen again. So sure, are you?
Yep.
Turning away from you, she starts running off.
Then prove it. Maybe I don't feel like it. Really? God damn it. Yeah, you better run. There's no chance in hell you're gonna outrun me.
While you manage to remain closely on her tail, Mia, laughing gleefully all the way, continues running further into town.
Crap, I'm really starting to lose steam. Now don't y'all get hit by vehicles and shit, it ain't that real. What the hell? Eek, and he keeps getting closer and closer. You might as well give up now, Mia. I got my second win and I'm coming right for you. Eat shit. If you want me, you're gonna have to work for it.
Hearing the way those words sounded coming out of her mouth, Mia's speed falters. Which happens to give you just enough of an advantage.
Hopefully we won't have any actual eating of shit in this game.
To grab hold of her.
Gotcha. Ah, no, please, I give up.
With your arms wrapped around her, she violently squirms as you start tickling.
Huh? What was that? I didn't quite catch what you said. Please, no more. I said I give up. I give up. And I'm the greatest athlete you've ever set eyes upon, right? You are. You are. I'm what? You're the greatest athlete I've ever set eyes upon. Now please, let me go.
The moment you do, she drops to the ground, still laughing. Tears still streaming down her eyes.
Well? What is that?
This is what it feels like to chew 5 gum.
You should have quit while you were ahead. Now look at you. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Pathetic. The only reason you could catch me at all is because you spent like 20 minutes lying on the ground and resting beforehand. It wasn't 20 minutes, it was 5 max. God, I haven't laughed that hard in ages. And look at what you've done. My makeup is starting to run down my face. I need a mirror or something.
Catching her reflection in the store window, she peers into it to fix herself.
This'll do.
As she does so, you notice a gaming console sitting inside the window on display.
Is that the Fatmaster 3000?
Hey, don't laugh. This is your fault to begin with. No, that's not what I was laughing about. What then? It's nothing. Never mind. If you don't tell me, it's just gonna bother me the whole way home, so spill it. Okay, okay.
You point into the window at the gaming console.
Remind you of anything? The console in there? Yeah. I mean, sure, but I wasn't gonna mention it. Seeing as your self-esteem is pretty shot right about now. What the hell are you talking about? If anyone's self-esteem is on the line here, it's yours. Mine? Wait, are we talking about the same thing here? Obviously not. Because I'm thinking about all those times I whooped your ass on that thing. Excuse me? You whooped my ass? Ha! I think your memory's beginning to go, because that's not how I recall it going down. Are you crazy? I destroyed you in video games. I think you're the one whose memory is going. As fucking if! And besides, the only reason you did ever beat me, the only reason you ever did beat me was because you played it at least twice as much. Correction, make that at least 5 times as much. No matter how much I played, I was still better than you. And that's a fact. Keep telling yourself that. I will. Chuckle.
For a moment, you both go quiet as memories of the past start flooding into the forefront of your minds.
Memories.
But you know who was the best out of all of us? Right?
Yeah.
You still talk to him much?
Who, Sam?
Yeah. Well, from time to time, but not as much as I'd like, to be honest. What's he getting up to these days? He's living the dream, as he puts it. Seriously, doing what? He scored a job at the local sex shop. Really? Lord. I guess they would hire him, right? Haha, the local adult store? And that's what he calls living the dream? I mean, he gets to play with dildos, lube, and pocket pussies all day long. Who knows, maybe he's even getting it on with some nymphos for discounts. What else would you call it? Yeah, I guess you have a point. Definitely wouldn't be at the top of my list, but I'm glad he's happy. Well, he always was a giant pervert, so it's right in his wheelhouse. True. Although when it came to being a pervert, there's the shadow people again. I'm pretty sure you took the cake on that one. Ouch. That was a little uncalled for. That's the truth, isn't it? Exactly. Hey, that might not be entirely untrue, but from my recollection, you didn't seem to mind.
Breaking eye contact with you, Mia looks away in embarrassment.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. No, it's fine. Besides, we'll never move on from it if we keep acting like those things never happened. Yeah.
A short moment of silence passes by.
Well, we should probably start heading back. I'm starting to get a little hungry after all that running. Me too. Come on, let's go.
Side by side, the two of you casually stroll home, actually chatting the whole way. Finally, you're back home.
Looks like Vivian's split. Thank God for that. There's only so much of her I can put up with in a day. I'm with you on that. Anything particular you want to eat? I'll have anything. That's not smart. As long as it shuts up my growling stomach, I'm good. So, want me to whip up something for the both of us? Well, since you're offering, sure. Fine, guess I can do that. You don't by any chance want some help, do you? I don't know what the hell I'm doing in the kitchen, but four hands are probably still better than two. Wow, you really want to help? That's new. Seriously, I'm offering to help you, and you just can't stop yourself from taking a jab. Fine then, have it your way.
You turn away from Mia, about to set off upstairs.
Hey, hold up! I was just kidding, sheesh. Words hurt, Mia. Oh, fuck off. You're way too shitty of an actor to pull that crap on me. Yep, you're right. So what do you want to do? I want you to help me. Help you please. There you go, and I'd be happy to. Thanks, who knows, this might actually be fun. As a matter of fact, it definitely will. I'll make sure of it.
Alas, not long after.
Alas, not long after.
I still think they should have gotten, like, Sir Patrick Stewart. Especially for the sex scene. What the hell are you doing? What? I'm just cutting it up like you told me. That is not how I told you to do it. You're doing it the complete opposite of what I said. The complete opposite? Really? It's not like I've thrown it to a fucking blender. You might as well have. It couldn't look any worse. Oh, stop it. It's fine.
Unaware of Mia's annoyance, you simply whistle while continuing your work. Finally feeling the stare, you turn to her.
May I help you? I can't look at this train wreck anymore. Move. I'll do that and you can mix. Okay, if that's what you want. It is. Because if I don't, I'm afraid I'll end up committing a homicide before lunch. What a comforting thing to hear as I hand you this sharp knife. Do as I say and you'll have nothing to worry about, she said, before she stabbed him 28 times. I don't know what came over me. Oh, did you hear? There was a real story of this that just happened. No, Legit, this woman got off with community service because she stabbed this dude like 17 times and they said because she was on her meds and didn't know what she was doing, it wasn't her fault. So, he's dead, I mean like overkilled, and she doesn't even have to go to jail for it. So y'all be careful. Now stop slacking and get to mixing. Yes, ma'am.
You move over to the stove and start stirring.
Is this how to do it? Or am I messing this up too? Thankfully, you're doing just fine with that. Not that there's really any way to screw it up in the first place. Thanks, I think. But now would probably be a good time to take it off the heat. We don't want it to burn.
Following her instructions, you remove the pan from the heat and continue to stir.
Sorry if I'm being kind of a bitch. It's okay. So you agree that I'm being a bitch? No? You're not gonna yell at me again, are you? No! Ooh, she goes with that knife. I'm telling you, all it takes...
It was the grisliest act of murder that anyone's ever seen. He didn't have a chance and she just stabbed it repeatedly. Going in and out of every single... The bones, she just went through them like they were butter.
You really suck, you know that? I'm only having some fun with you. Boy, it sure is easy to get on your nerves. He's gonna get stabbed for real. You do have a special knack for it, I'll give you that. Oh, it's nothing. Comes naturally.
As you keep talking, Mia notices your hands start moving down towards the stovetop, almost as if going to lean on it.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Startled, you freeze in place.
What is it? Be careful, you almost put your hand onto the element. Ooh, he would have felt that. Huh?
You look next to you, noticing she's right.
Oh shit, you're right. Thanks for warning me. I thought you would have learned your lesson the first time. What first time? The first time you burned your hand and had to have it bandaged up? How can you not remember that? It's practically the main catalyst to what we...
She catches herself before saying anything more, not wanting to mention how that particular incident kickstarted your whole... relationship.
Oh, yeah. Now that you mention it, I do remember. Just be careful, okay? I will. Thanks. You're welcome. So many things to remind us of the past. Memories that I can't decide whether to think back on fondly or not.
After lunch is prepared, you and Mia sit down together to eat. And only a few moments later, you both polished your plates clean.
And what did you think? It was good. Really good. Yeah, I thought so too. Also, half the credit goes to... Now that's considered a sign of... in some countries, that's considered a good sign. Because it means that you enjoyed your meal. If you didn't belch, they would take it as offense. And now, don't forget, some countries you have to leave a little bit because they'll say that you are too greedy. That's so gross, Grim. Yuck. What? It's just a burp. It's still disgusting. I hope you don't do that in front of Sadie. Of course I don't. Oh, but it's fine to do it in front of me. Well, yeah, kinda. Why? Because you're my sister. No. Because I don't know you're you. Or rather, it's just because I don't know you're you. I don't feel like I have to pretend about anything. I can just be me.
Taken aback by the almost touching admission, Mia settles down.
That's nice of you to say, I guess. Still, when it comes to the discharging of bodily gases, feel free to be a little less yourself around me.
Then all of a sudden he just farts.
I'll remember that for the future. Thank you.
Hey, Mia.
What?
Oh, no.
I can't help it, guys. Why do you do this to me? Why? Oh my god, I gotta hit that. It's like the button in Ren and Stimpy, the shiny red button. Oh god.
Without warning, You let loose a booming, prolonged fart.
Oh, God.
Ooh, that looks cool. Are you fucking serious, Grim? Ah, you're such a pig! What did I do? You just farted, you vile animal! And right after I... Oh my God! And it fucking stinks, too! But it wasn't me, I swear! Real mature, Grim! You know what? Just for that, you can clean up these dishes all on your own.
Pissed off, Mia storms off upstairs, her hand still covering her face.
Okay, so we're gonna go back.
Unable to contain yourself, you burst into laughter.
Oh, I need to take a shower after sitting through that.
With the combination of your laughter and the muffled sound of her voice through her hand, you completely miss what she said.
Boy, am I gonna pay for that. Although, with that being said, still worth it.
You then look at the plates on the table in front of you, and the dishes on the counter in the kitchen.
Oh, man. We're gonna end it right there. I'm definitely gonna go back. I'll take care of the dishes if you want. Really? You don't want any help? Nah, I can handle it. There aren't too many of them anyway. Thanks, Grim. That's really nice of you. It even almost makes up for the burr. Almost. Do the dishes a few more times and we'll call it even. Okay, now you're pushing it. Maybe. Alright, get out of here. You're just gonna be a distraction if you hang around. Right. Because as we all know, dishwashing requires a huge amount of concentration. The way I do, it does. When I'm finished, they'll be so clean you'll be able to eat off them. No! Really? Okay, I'll get out of your hair then. In the meantime, think I'll take a quick shower. Clang! Oops, sorry, what did you just... say? Oh well, probably nothing important.
Looking back at the dishes in the sink...
Forgot how much I hate doing dishes. The sooner I start, the sooner I finish, right?
For the next few moments, you wash, dry, and put away the dishes.
Done. That wasn't so... What's that smell? Oof! That's some bad news right there. I know what you're feeling, brother. I just took a shower and I smelled better than I did... Definitely. I mean, I didn't take a shower between the, you know, the game. I had to do other bathroom activities, but yeah. I definitely needed a shower. Definitely need a shower. Well, I needed one, too.
With your stench, you beeline for the bathroom.
Wanting to avoid killing the houseplants with your stench. Probably should have done this before lunch. I'm actually a little surprised Mia didn't. And this is where we're gonna end it! Ah, no, Grim, breathe some more, goddammit!
A completely and totally stark naked Mia.
Ah! Oh shit! What the fuck? Look away, Grim! Look away!
Still in shock, you cover your eyes the moment you grab a hold of yourself.
I swear! I barely saw anything! I saw nothing! Nothing! It was just a blur. Oh my God! Get out! Fuck! Huh? Ah!
Releasing her hands from the door, she instinctually slaps them over her mouth.
Ah!
Screaming through the pain.
She slammed the door on his hand. There we go. That should do the trick. You sure? Yeah, there was only a little blood from breaking the skin, but it's mostly just bruising. And again, sorry about that. It's okay, it was just an accident, I hope. Grim, don't joke like that. I never intentionally try to hurt you.
Yeah, I know, and I promise.
I did not hear you say that you were going to take a shower. It's cool, I believe you. That being said, you could have made sure the door is locked. I know. That thing seems to happen a lot with us, huh?
Yeah.
So what did you want to do now? I don't know, you got any ideas? Maybe just a little TV? I thought you said that'd be boring. I did, but that's before I almost broke your hand. So right about now, boring sounds pretty good. Good point. Anything in mind? Since I'm still feeling pretty guilty, I'll let you pick. Really? And it can be anything I want? Anything. Awesome. Except action movies. Ah. But other than that, anything else? Okay. And also, no silly comedies. Well, shit. But on the other hand, nothing too serious either. Yeah, you know what? Why don't you pick what to watch? Really? You sure? No, but it's just easier this way. You're gonna give me 10 commandments on what the hell I can watch. You might as well go ahead and do it yourself. Yay! And don't worry, I'll make sure to pick something we will both like. Great, I highly doubt that. But seeing her happy makes it worth it.
After waiting for at least 20 minutes for Mia to pick a movie, you finally started up. After about 2 hours, the movie ends.
That was so good. But I just wish he didn't have to die in the end. They were so perfect together, too. Why the hell did he... Hey! What? It wasn't me, I swear! What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
How long were you even sleeping for? I wasn't sleeping, I was just resting my eyes. By sleeping, yeah. No, just resting my eyes. I heard everything that happened. Oh, really? So what happened at the end? Thank Grim, it was a sappy, cliche romance drama. The odds of guessing correctly can't be too much against you. Well, I'm waiting. Okay, what happened at the end was, the main guy died? Are you asking me or telling me? I'm telling you, the main guy definitely kicked the bucket at the end of that really, really entertaining movie. That was a lucky guess and you know it. Was not. Fine, then how did he die? He died in a vehicular accident. A vehicular accident? Fine. What kind of vehicle was it? A truck. Fuck! Holy shit, I was actually right? How about you tell me why they broke up during the... Sorry, I don't want to play this game anymore. Yeah, because you know I'll stump you. No, because I don't want to keep embarrassing you. You're such a shithead, you know that? Hurling insults now, are we? Boy, you're more of a sore loser than I remembered. I am not a sore loser.
With a smile on her face, she punches you on the shoulder.
Ow, that really hurt. Wasn't almost breaking my hand enough for you? That was an accident and you know it. So you say.
As Mia starts winding up for another punch, her phone rings.
I think that's you. You've no idea just how lucky you got.
Taking out her phone, she looks at the screen.
It's Grace. Hey, what's up? Not much. I'm just calling to tell you that me and Sadie are going out to have dinner and a few drinks after work. So you and Grim are gonna have to fend yourself for yourselves tonight. Really? Just the two of you?
Yup.
She really impressed me at work today, so I thought I'd do something nice for her. Oh, okay, that's cool. We'll figure something out.
Great. We'll see you back home later tonight.
Sure. See ya. What was that about? Well, it looks like it's just you and me this evening. Grace said something about Sadie doing a great job, so she's taking her out for dinner and drinks. Oh, that's good, I guess. So what are we gonna do? Not sure, but I definitely don't want to cook again, so probably just order? Yeah, I suppose we can do that.
Looking at Mia's slightly dejected expression, an idea pops into your head.
Then again, why should they be the only ones going out and having fun? What are you suggesting? I'm suggesting we do the same. Maybe a nice restaurant or something. Have a few drinks at the bar beforehand. Might be fun. Just me and you? Yeah, why not? Unless it's not something you're interested in doing. No, it's not that. It's just that... Are you sure it's a really good idea for, you know, us to be doing that? It's just dinner and drinks, me. I wouldn't think too hard about it. Yeah, you're right. I'm just being silly. Let's do it. Awesome. By the way, what time is it? Just give me a second. It is almost 6. Seriously? Jeez, how long was that movie? Not long enough, in my opinion. I respectfully disagree, but I won't go there. Not sure how much physical abuse I can endure. Whatever, sissy. When do you want to go, then? I mean, we may as well start getting ready now, don't you think? Sure, but give me a head start. You do still remember how ridiculously absurdly long it takes you to get... Yeah. Remember how ridiculously absurdly long it takes you to get ready? Yeah, I definitely remember. I'll do my best to hurry up this time. I'll believe it when I see it. In the meantime, I think I'll catch a few hours of sleep. Cool. And I'll wake you up with a cold bucket of water when I'm done. A cold bucket of water, huh? A few of those would have come in handy a couple years back.
And a ridiculously absurd amount of time later.
Oh, there is no way you're not fucking with me right now. What the hell is taking you so long? I'm almost done. Stop nagging me. At this rate, it'll be breakfast time before you're ready. I thought you said you'd hurry up. This is me hurrying. That physically couldn't be possible. What are you even doing in there? Knitting your outfit from scratch with one hand tied behind your back? Please, Mia, just throw something on and get out. I'm ready. Finally. No offense, but you've really got to work on your...
As you tilt your head back down, you immediately lose every single train of thought just at the sight of her.
Whoa! Oh, she's got a nice flower dress. A very conservative look. For a very not-so-conservative girl. Alright, guys! So, this is the Grim Lord, and I thank you for joining us once again with more Returning to Mia. And yes, Returning to Mia will definitely continue because I'm interested in... I want to find out what happens next. Yes, we're doing a new theme. I've talked about it, so expect more of a kind of content that we haven't had in a while. But I will still commit to doing the Lust Theory and the Returning to Mia, the Being a Dick, and anything else that we normally can do on the other days. But it's going to be a completely different month, completely different theme. And there won't be as many AVN coverage as there normally is. But you will still get AVNs. So don't stop following. We're still doing AVNs. It's just the normal Monday that we do AVNs is what you guys are going to get. And, of course, I guess Sunday too. Because, yeah, Sunday and Monday we'll be giving you AVN days. Something like that. Alright, so I'm out. I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Returning to Mia.